Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we're at Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 21. We're still working our way through the Sermon on the Mount recorded in Matthew 5 through 7. Jesus said in Matthew 6, "Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moth and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." When I hear this passage, I always think the verse, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," should have read, "Where your heart is, there your treasure will be also." Because don't we always follow our hearts? Well, Jesus knew exactly what the word placement should be. And he understood that a person's heart always beats for what is treasured. It's hard for us to get a good handle on our hearts, isn't it? I've seen the most rational people rationalize the most ridiculous things, and I have too. I've seen many spiritual people spiritualize the most earthly things, and I've seen godly people go down a God-forsaken path. In the Old Testament, Jeremiah said it well, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Well, we need to evaluate the tangible things in our life to determine where our heart is. So, if you want to determine where your heart is, check out where your treasure is. Evaluate your checkbook. Where's your money going? That's where your heart is. Access your schedule. How do you spend your time? That's where your heart is. Check out your entertainment. How do you amuse yourself? That's where your heart is. What's in your internet history? That's where your heart is. Journal your thoughts. What are the recurring themes? That's where your heart is. Replay your conversations. How do you use words? That's where your heart is. Our treasure is the best tool to evaluate our hearts. And that's a little bit convicting, isn't it? So, Father, I pray that our hearts beat with you. Help us to slow down long enough to access where our heart is by evaluating where I put my money and where I put my time and where I put my energy. Let me know where I'm off base and give me the desire to repent and the courage to change. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray with you at the Journey Ministry, we encourage you to email your prayers to prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.